Blog Talk Radio.
This is Andrew Shatkin on the Blog Talk Radio Show. And it's on every day, weekday, Monday through Friday, 6:30 in the evening, and 11 o'clock on Saturday and Sunday. And I'll give you a little background about the show. This is a politically incorrect show. We aim to get at truth and facts. We don't accept media lies, media falsehoods, or political rhetoric. We use our critical thinking to arrive at the facts and truth. Second thing is, I'm a Christian. This is a Christian-oriented show, although I welcome all points of view and ideas and opinions. Everybody's welcome. But I am a Christian. I adhere to the full authority of Holy Scripture and to the ancient creeds of the Church, Nicene, Athanasian, and Apostles' Creed. And I also am a writer. I've written 10 books, and the books are both Christian books and legal books. And I have 4 more in process, Christian and legal books. I've written a book on the parables, and most of these parables have been posted on my website and on academia.edu and on social media. I also run a host 2 Christian radio shows, and they have been visited by many people from Muslim countries and from mainland China. And they are oriented in the direction I just said. Over 400 people have visited by podcast over the years, and many people from Muslim countries, including Saudi Arabia, also visit my Blog Talk Radio show. That's as much as I want to say about it. I also have written over, in addition to the 10 books, I've written over 700 blogs or essays, which also have a Christian orientation, but they have other orientations. And this show handles a number of areas, such as literature, theology, biblical texts, interpretation of the Bible, and other things like that. And tonight, I'm talking about something about how can we come to know God. Generally, people will think, and it's a valid point of view, that we pray in order to have a relationship with Christ and God. And you might say prayer is a mode or method of sharing and showing our mutual love with the Creator, Christ. Prayer is communication. When we pray, we seek to come to an understanding of a relationship with God. And most important, it's a sharing of our love with God and Christ. But what about, do you think there's other ways to communicate and know God other than through prayer? I think there is. I'm going to suggest a number of ways that are possible. For example, I suggest that we can come to know God by reading the Bible and come to know Jesus. The Bible is thought to be many to be a record of God's deeds in history and to be the revelation of his nature and his commands and guidance in history from creation to the book of Revelation. So you might say the Bible is another way for us to come to know God, who he is, what he commands of us to gain eternal life. Yes, prayer is communication, and we can come to God, know God through daily prayer, but we also come to know God by through reading the Bible. The Bible is the record of God's deeds in history and the revelation of his nature and his commands and guidance in history from creation to the book of Revelation. So the Bible provides another route to coming to know God, who he is, and what he commands us to gain eternal life. So reading the Bible is another way of coming to know and understand Christ and God. Jesus is God, by the way, for Christians. This is the dividing line where being a Christian and non-being a Christian. Christians believe that Jesus is God, and we cannot abandon that position in order to fit in, because then you have left the church, which is fine. You can go somewhere else, Lions Club, Ethical Culture, If you don't believe Jesus is God, then you don't belong in the church. You have to go to another group. Another way we can come to know God is, in addition to other than through prayer and reading the Bible, is church attendance. In church attendance, we encounter God in Christ through hearing his holy word in sermon, hearing the Bible read, and through the sacrament of Holy Communion. We encounter the body and blood of Christ and partake of his nature. So yes, in church attendance, we seek and can encounter God in Christ. How do we do this? By hearing his holy word and sermon, by hearing the biblical text read, and through the sacrament of Holy Communion, where we encounter and partake of the body and blood of Christ. So yes, we can come to know God through prayer. We can come to know him through reading the Bible and by church attendance, by partaking of the sacraments, Holy Communion, where we partake of the body and blood of Christ and partake of his nature. And when we hear the biblical text read in the church, again, we are encountering God in Christ. And when we listen to the sermon, we are encountering God in Christ. So that's the third way of coming to know God. I suggest another one. And I think, or two more, that I think are very important. In every person you encounter, we see the face of Jesus who cast down his life for us. In the faces and in our daily encounter with our fellow human beings, these beings for whom Jesus cast down his life on the cross, we encounter God in Christ in the face of other people. I'm convinced of this. He says in Genesis that he created God in his image, and we encounter God in Christ in the face and person of other people. Finally, I suggest a fifth route, which is the arts, whether music, literature, painting, and poetry. In the beauty of artistic production, whether in music, literature, painting, or poetry, these are all routes to know God. And so, let's go review what are the available ways to know God. Yes, prayer is the obvious one, but reading the Bible and understanding the Bible, God's revelation of his nature in the Bible and his commands and guidance in the Bible provides another route to know God and to gain eternal life. A third way is by church attendance, where we encounter the body and blood of Christ in the communion, where we hear the biblical text read and hear the sermon. In these events, we encounter God in Christ. Finally, and most important, in the face of every human being we meet the person and face of Christ, for whom Jesus cast down his life. All of us, every person you meet, you can encounter and see and relate to the body and blood of Christ. Finally, I urge this also, that in the beauty of artistic production, whether in music, literature, painting, and poetry, these are all ways for God to reveal to us his nature and make himself available. So, prayer isn't the only way. Reading the Bible, going to church, attending church, taking Holy Communion, seeing God and Christ in the face of other people on a daily basis, who Jesus died for, every one of them, every single one of them, male and female, child and adult. And finally, we can encounter Christ and God in artistic production, whether in music, literature, painting, and poetry. Ladies and gentlemen, I've given you what I think are the routes to know God other than through prayer, and these routes are all available to us because God makes his nature in a variety of modes fully available to all human beings, men and women, child and adult. Hope you enjoyed this talk, and you can see this blog on my website and on social media. And the name of the blog is, Are There Other Ways to Come to Know the Living God Other Than Through Prayer? Hope you enjoyed this, and I've enjoyed speaking about it. Good night.